This one I'm turning to the book of Prophet Amos, chapter 4. Amos chapter 4, and I'll read you from verse 6 to 13. I'll read some few verses. After we go on, we'll read the remaining verses. But I'll read some few verses. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and want of bread in all your places. Yet have you not returned unto me, saith the Lord. And also have withholden the rain from you when there were yet 3 months to the harvest. And I caused it to rain upon one city, and caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, and the piece whereon it rained not withered. So 2 or 3 cities wandered unto one city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. And this morning, this is a passage that we want to reflect on, and our subject is refusing to repent. Refusing to repent. And now, obey Prophet Amos, since I'm going to cry, Yakupo Fano, so I can't wait to hear the air so I don't dream. Now, dear, what I hear, Janus, it has to say, Sir, a bimu emperor, on Bessacra, on Wagon, and after the pump person of Bessacra, Wagon, or Pun Sacra, so Bessacra, Finny Bonnehu, so then the real share, right, Bimu Wagon, and Conobin, and the other, said the bimu emperor, on Wagon. And this passage, God by the prophet Amos, was reminding the backsliding Israel. Israel has gone against the will of God, his worship, and the various things were listed for us up there before we came to the verse 6. And also, this was reminding them of the various punishments God had already inflicted upon them for this their condition before him. And it was to correct them from their sins. That was the purpose of it. Because if you can read each one of the punishment, the Lord said, "Ye have not returned unto me." So meaning that the purpose was to correct them. The purpose was to draw their mind back to themselves to realize that they are living against God's will and that they are sinning against it. They are making us a prophet. They must have a profile and also can't say, no, they change Israel for my iron swording. And your mind being in a suit, maybe I'm for their bro, also, and maybe bring them. Now, what's a beer? I'm not going to say, or the bomb was what I call a mom or any who's a motive on him, not coming up in Sacra no more. I don't know more about him. And so they did not, they said, that's what you're going to do. So that was the purpose. Yet, none of them caused them to repent. Despite all the punishment on them, none of them, they repented not by any of the punishment. And then they are reborn and say, and let's, okay, so the Lord has sent them famine. I've read that one, verse 6. He said that, and I have also given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and want of bread in all your places. Yet have you not returned unto me, said the Lord. And also have withholden the rain from you when there were yet 3 months to the harvest. And I caused it to rain upon one city, caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was upon one piece was rained upon, and the piece whereon it rained not with it, so that there was what withdrew the rain from them, and was famine, and also there was drought. Verse 7, that was, we are told there was drought, that people have to wander from one place to go and find water in another city, and the water wasn't enough for them to satisfy them. So the Lord has withdrawn from them his temporal mercies. The Lord has, called that when they planted. It's like 3 months to their harvest, he didn't rain, so that the plant couldn't really, though they planted, they couldn't really bring enough food. Then you know why they said, almost, now, or say, I'm so sad, I can't, and Muslim, you know, Verse 9 also, he says that I have smitten you with blasting and made you when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increase. The palmer worm devour them, yet have you not returned unto me. And been almost in view of the other than any of God the moon your man. Or so a ma is from ma a share any proyesis. Maybe I could be no more CBA, baby, and as a man would be an almost CBA, a soy and not a showama, I say, now my a proyant, only the grand way at the end. And so I say, I took you on the ground also. And another one, verse 10, he says, and I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. Your young men have I slain with a sword, and have taken away your horses, and have made the sink of your camp to come up unto your nostrils, yet have you not returned unto me, said the Lord. So he said that he has even punished them as if how he punished the Israelites, the people of Egypt, the plague that he brought upon them to destroy their people, yet they have not returned unto him. So that in a way he brought a kind of pestilence like plagues upon them, like the boils as he brought in Egypt and the all sort of discomfort. Yet they have not returned to him. Or say, Impo, a switch of the Egypt from right now, the person of Jesus, like 4 feet Egypt, or the Bia Brom, so they say, and come on my dream basket, be a way of one year rabbit. And finally, we read verse 11. He says, I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning, yet have you not returned unto me, said the Lord. He said that he has allowed some of their cities to be destroyed by fire and by other countries coming in to destroy their cities. And fire also caught up with many places, that few of them who were able to escape, when they were very, it was very serious that they nearly perished, all of them perished in that kind of fire. And yet, they never thought of their sins. They never thought that God was sending this to remind them that they are sinning against Him. They all kind of be honest, I'm going to just share, and then I say, I'm going to be my own crown is to be done if he's out of say a mono, a carcass of a mocrano, a moshi, and to me, yet, you know, a much of my making. So you see that whilst they were, all these things were brought to them, the Lord tells us they were still all repentant, and that the Lord informed them to be ready to meet Him. Verse 12. He said, but like, I have sent all this to correct you, now be ready to meet me. And he said, verse 12, therefore, thou shalt I do unto thee, O Israel. And because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Now God is telling them, because all these things were to correct you, we didn't give your ears to them. Now prepare to come and meet me. This language implies that the Lord is going to bring a severe punishment which will end their rebellion. You see? Like, you see, you have a child in the house, he's very stubborn. Any father knows how to deal with a child who's stubborn. That you will really think again. You want to deal with this. And the child will think he's so stubborn, he's ever escaping the father's. You punish him here, he's able to well. I remember in the school days when we were punished, some of the stubborn boys, after the cane, they would go out, oh, this cane is nothing. I'm sure you remember that. That's what the people of Israel is. And God is telling them, these things are, you think it's nothing, I'm coming now, I'm coming severely against you. I agree, Prophet Amos, almost Israel, for not so much being said. So, how many of you are almost no? Well, who said, yeah, and yet, and I was afraid there, or the Cassia Power Bombs were available only to me and Yasu, and Tia, the view. Now, because I said, you might go to school, no, say, if you have one, you can't bar, or more, you stop when you appear, no more, I'm pretty sure of it. Well, about the teacher, we swap, we are, about we are. I'm sure they are kind of, you know, you've been an Israelite for on behalf of your children. And the Lord is telling them, I will come to you. Say, prepare to meet thy God. And so, sir, in some way, actually, everybody, and again, before, I mean, we'll look at some few things further, but then, before we move on further, to think of, I mean, this matter, which God is telling the people of Israel, these words, this warning is a picture to us, the warning of the Lord Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 13, verse 3. He warns unbelievers, except they repent, they will perish. Remember that warning to, the people of Israel? Some people came to tell him that, well, others have perished because probably a cow of Siloam fell on some, and also Herod has killed others who were trying to sacrifice Eve, those who deserve to be punished. Maybe they think they were sinners. But Jesus told them, no, don't think that these people were sinners above everyone but you yourself. Repent, else you will perish. But so, some somewhere, Prophet Amos, I'm going to Prophet Amos, so catch Israel. A tree I think with them, same issue, so catch a bit more, or Israel, and bro, what I see, so no mobile in the back, so how I be, and I just live here, they see Siloam, a good, almost so. And now Herod, and so, a bit more, a mobile for them, a good more. Now catch them, some moment being the sample of boy, and we had the boy, and for a single beer with Israel. They won't be a moment. Nothing must occur by me, some who bear. So the same way it is telling us the same thing. When we think of the suffering of people and the purpose of the suffering, God and the Lord have told us, we should make us to think of ourselves. What about me? What have I done with the things the Lord has brought on my way? What have I done with them? Because you know that the Lord Jesus Christ, his death on the cross of Calvary, is to bring to us that forgiveness. It's to show us that God will have mercy upon us as sinners. It is showing us the Lord Jesus Christ has to go all the way to die for sinners. And then we think of that and we continue in our sin. We each and every week hear of this message of the Lord Jesus Christ dying for us on the cross of Calvary. And that the purpose is that he died that he will save us from sin. And yet here we are sinners. And we don't give our minds to it. It tells us how that the people of Israel, that God has sent this into their lives to bring them to let them think that they are living against him. But no, they don't care about that. They don't care about that. And they forgot that these things were to bring them out of their sin if they give themselves to it. And as I said, the same way, the purpose of Christ dying for us on the cross of Calvary, though we have sinned, whenever we think of it, it should bring our mind that he suffered that we might be saved. He suffered that we will come to him and yield up our heart to him and bow down our heart to him and confess to him to save us, to bring us. But God, though in the case of Lord Jesus, he suffered. They supposed suffer. They both have suffered, which has to bring them to their senses. But the suffering of Christ on the cross of Calvary should bring us to our senses. That sin is a serious matter. Sin, if the God of glory should come from heaven to come and suffer, because nobody could do that for us, that he himself should come and suffer for sin, then we should be careful with sin. We should push out to remember that the Lord wants to tell us something, that you don't want anyone to move on in our sin and sin and we perish. The American said, "Sadly, I'm going to have to change my life for three and officer of Chiang Magrin, Eba, almost like Chiang Magrin. Son of Ocean, say, can't carry home. Ah, Miss My Excuse to work, I said, on one day, be more Israel, name Ram said, almost say, we will war, maybe how I told, no one being among us on one and so on. I'm saying, I'm so at the idea for excuse to new war, whom I want, they said, or pray, they're training us on, and that is also a cool room of money. A chance of bonding of Nasukian.
Say, Nasa ye hwe nka se yebone. Nasa ye pa ne nimni nya pese o so o jin ya. Ba bu che so be je bi yebone. Obe maye nya woni fache. Nemum no se pese ye konso yebone mu a e how better yes. See what the Lord Jesus Christ has done when we think of our sinfulness and that we desire Him to save us. The Lord says He will save us. And that He will save us from our sins and that He can only save us if we will turn from our sins and come to Him. So the whole God did for the people of Israel was to let them realize and for them to say, no, we don't want to sin again. We want to turn from our sin and come today. But then what do we have here? They were still unrepentant. And then the Bible always warns, He warns sinners. In Isaiah chapter 5 verse 8, He said, woe unto them that draw iniquity with cords of vanity, and sin as it were a cut rope. Isaiah 5 verse 8, That's a picture. See, and first attack I say, oh, you're born nice truck when they have mass making it. So you see, God is very, very concerned with our sinfulness. Now, who found the new way of wanting so far? When you get what you get to the Amaya. Well, let's continue. The Bible always tells us, and it's a common teaching in the scripture, that God often designs life troubles, losses, disappointment, illnesses to bring sinners to repentance. The other kind of said, Yankupon. But in church, we said, many are bringing a coupon at the Abraham Hau, and your mind is free, and the disappointment, and the area, the bias. So, the whole time is said, or between your dream, and the boy of white dream is not against our cross. Especially when people refuse to repent, the Lord is able to bring these things to draw their mind. Remember, Pharaoh, what did God do to Pharaoh? One trouble after another, and Pharaoh sometimes said, have you ordered up? But then, after he sees this, he goes on again to sin. And so, finally, God has to come with power against Pharaoh, and then he has to be destroyed in the sea. The Eka said, Pharaoh, the Eka said, Yakupon, and many are bringing Yakupon to me the Abraham how at 3 years old. Emma, the couple of good times said, over said, or say, Sakai, I've been free of money. A real lady, a young man is me free, and a new man, three of our brothers. We really bring up a sort of China Vinjina, one near the Timu, it's me again, Sakai. But the very brain, no, the public brain, and dream was that. Now, maybe the end kind of Pharaoh, then the two Pharaoh, and who bought it, how about Hoba, how many new banana for Pharaoh, so Mr. Moses, former Mr. Majaf. As you try, now Pharaoh said that you won't go. Copium brand, who won now buy it, Emma, or Betty's right for a Pharaoh after putting it in around Scotland. We can also have example with King Saul in the Bible. God so helped him, but then he also rebelled against God. Remember Ahab, King Ahab. God helped him so much. At one point, God himself told the prophet Elijah, he said that, oh, Ahab has humbled himself before me, so even his punishment, I will take it to the next generation. But then Ahab went on the idolatry. You see? We think of King Manasseh. After his own, he was able to repent. Manasseh, by his sin, God led them. He was taken to Babylon, and then he was put in prison. But when he called on God to help him, God forgave him. He brought him back to Israel to be king again. We can think of Jonah. At one time, Jonah was run away from God. He doesn't want to do his will. And God showed him that, well, he's the creator of the world. He was thrown into the sea, the fish swallowed him. And from the belly of the fish, they were praying to God and asked for mercy. What happened? The Lord came to him. So you see, we have so many examples in the Bible where God sent trouble to people so that they can repent. Because we are stubborn people, you see. We love, I'll pick up 2 points for us to see. We see the cause why we don't want to repent. You see, we see why we don't want to repent. The American said, "Study because the Bible says that many are being Yakupon to me the Abraham how at 2 years. Now the good time a how many moon you bet me at him off forever. Then we are born here by having your somebody, but you're not what the numbers why then, my dear if you're born. But remember Granny and Gensa. Yan share Pharaoh, a how I told no. Yakupon at the how about me by Pharaoh and I'm fan of one sacra. Yakupon had the 2 bedges right for. Odi o mwechi yakupon mo ko to apo mu e ma o hwe ne ngwa e hwe kim so Israel kim so ki Israel for king o ken na odi kind so o no so aso den yakupon shira no ma Israel Israel mai aso den sa yakupon o ye bon yakupon dia kano yakupon dia so finally kim so o se o na o obi owu won boni mo akwa saka na je obi ti se Jonah because Jonah dia kai ke kai Jonah ba oya so de so unko enya bi do ya ko po ye no ko tra bu boat ni mo no na ya tu I mean how to omo ya tu ni tu afu en na mo ma be mere no afi Jonathan na ni ye mo no afi su favorite urade e de eba e be je na we ni ya ke so de ka se ba bu mo ya ko tu bi de how ba da tu ni pa so mo atwe adwen a e ye se mo ba bu ne che en na che se ye nka sa ye nso no how a tu ye ni ya no aside the idea of prayer one is because each one of them teaches a lesson. Okay, and they say make sure the idea is that we said problem you can say we problem we can't your problem your how I die so say ma I been so trying to cry by your son I am doing him they will be a cause of our bonding. So I'll give two reasons why God often sends trouble to us in this life, and that it is good for us because if he doesn't send them, nobody will turn to him. I mean, nobody will turn to him. And the first thing is that because every sinner deserves to be distant from God. The other guy said, "When he be a or people that are coming, he said, 'I pass through a period of change from day one.' And what I will be, the when he be a now coming, will be a I want to go. If he niya, I will be a so. I will be a so. I will come and say, 'First day.'" And this separation, this desire for this, I mean, to distance ourselves, it's not just physical, it's not physical. God is a spirit. We don't it's not physical. People may not want to come to church. People will want to come to church, and yet they are far from God. It's not physical. First thing is that it is in the state of the mind. In Romans chapter 8 verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. When we are not born again, and when we have not been saved from our sinfulness, our mind is against God. Our thinking. The sinner's mind always finds fault with God's will. The boy in that dream, they be a no. Yahoo point a penal, a person who saw woman and paid his governance of the world. The boy in the Bia, Nagino, it's here a radi, near Yasia or Dissun on bed. So, if I mention it, Radim Rasin was on bed. I mean, for unbelievers to be governed by God's holy laws, they don't like it. They dislike it, you see. So often sinners quarrel with life misfortunes. Many times sinners, those who quarrel with life misfortunes because it's a sin in their heart. They're out of the sinfulness of the human heart. And because, you know, when people quarrel with calamities of life, you know what they are saying? Oh, for me, I deserve better than what has befallen me. I deserve better. So, I'm really brilliant. One year we are coming with that. One year for, I could see Abraham, how I told. Now, I didn't know, I'm a person, how I told. I didn't know, how I told. It's always on with you. I'm with you, Papa. See? They don't want, I mean, troubles to befall them. They deserve better. Because like a child in the house again, you give the child something and he says, what does he do? To throw it away, he'll be, I mean, rolling on the floor. What is he telling you? Mother or daddy, I don't like what you have given me. So that for us also, in this life, God is the governor of the world. Whatever comes to our way, God controls human life. It's not Satan. I always repeat myself here, but before that, a common teaching, false teaching, all over. Satan doesn't control people's life. The trouble that comes to our lives, we are all God's creation, and He allows them. Even if it's through others, we see that it's through somebody's hand. God has allowed it. And we don't need to fight against it. That's why has it happened to me, and I deserve better than that. No, we don't deserve anything better than what comes into our lives. You see? So it's because of sin in our heart, we don't want to accept. In Psalm chapter 10, verse 6, it is said of the sinner, he has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. I said, the boy, he asked, I can't have come himself. Maybe Abraham will do that. Now, how and to be that? It's they are the words of a sinner. I'm sure we have heard it over and over again. Maybe Abraham may be a how to the sinner to me that? You know, by God of Israel, whenever I hear these prosperity preachers directing people to make their so-called positive declarations or positive confessions about life, then this verse comes to my mind. Are they not speaking against God's word? How can a mere man declare that this will not happen to me? No, we don't say that. If the Lord will, oh Lord, help me that this may not come to me. But you say, for me, could you empower me? That's the Yahweh will to me that. It's totally not there. When people do that, they are rather fighting against God's will. Because God has never said this world wouldn't have troubles. When Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, he said that this world will ever bring thorns and thistles, and that he has to sweat. Man has to suffer. It is mercy that God blesses us when we went. We don't deserve anything in our sinfulness. But because of sin, these prosperity pastors, they are rather leading people astray from God. They are making people's mind. Quote the word of God in Psalm chapter 10, verse 6. It's about the wicked. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved. I shall never be in adversity. But the believer will say, oh, the Lord, if you look at the words of David and other believers, they rather ask the Lord to uphold them, to help them that they will be able to bear with whatever comes to their life. That is a sin that causes people to think that, well, for me, I will never suffer this. And this charismatic prosperity pastor brought it to people's mind, and they say, well, you know, who told them man can say something and that will work? It is only God's word that stands in the whole world. We are near mortals, we will die tomorrow. Who are we? God is the unchanging God, He's the eternal God. And what he says 1,000 years ago is the same today. You and I are aware, what will they do? We have nothing to do, you see. And yet by this false hope, unbelievers close their mind to the gospel of repentance. Because if I can make a declaration, I think it will work, then I'm a better person, I'm not a sinner. So by this kind of people close their mind concerning their own sin, and the gospel called to repent and come to the Lord Jesus Christ. That is why you see nowadays the kind of gospel they preach is no gospel at all. You see? So that people will think of what Christ has done on the cross of Calvary, that he died for sin, and I see myself as a sinner, and I come to him and confess and bow my knee and bow my heart and life to him. No, people don't want to. They want just Christ to save them and then they live in their sin. No, see, the Lord Jesus Christ will not save anyone like that. No, the Bible commands us. There's no way the Bible commands us to make declarations or professions or positive professions about our life. We can never find in the Bible. Rather, the Bible commands us, it commands every sinner to repent. It commands every sinner to repent. Bible, no, young person, and show Piazza, own for an uncle, no more. We said, I was supposed to have a problem, now own genius available. Then, woman, and show Piazza, you already going to be answered, on second again, infinite body. That is what the Bible, God is calling us to. See, so when people put their minds on these things, then the state of their mind, their sinfulness is taken away. They close their mind to that and they die in their sin. And what happens to them? When people die in their sin, they perish eternally. You see how these prosperous preachers are I will call them they are like robbers of souls, because they make people die in their sin, and people tell people die in their sin, they have perished forever. You see, they are robbers of souls. So that is it. What we need is repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, another aspect of the sinner's separation is in the heart. You see, the covetous love money and gain instead of God. Mesmo aí, eu pensei, e aí, eu vou ver, eu não 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 vou ver. And meaning you are going away from God, the atheists also reject every idea about God. So you see, I mean, wherever there is sin in the heart, there is opposition against God. Well, let it be a pleasure seeker, let it be a love of money, a money lover, let it be an atheist, they are all separating themselves from God. It's in the heart. Every sinner has a specific state of sin that he's in, and that heart is marked by a distinct sin that he so hold on to that he will not come to God. One sin, one sinner's heart sin is different. The sin of one sinner that really keeps him strong from God is different from another. So as I said, one obey to me, you'll be a also on Jinya Mindy. Obey to me, you'll be a one day. We are seeing it in any depart. Obey to me, you'll be a good scanner to be a senior. Sally Bami is only Yoma Kumano. I'm the so sad, Katomo. I'm the so we are seeing it. I'm the so. Idea, I'm not going to go for a crown. The true movie radiant change. So you see, it's in the heart also. Our separation is in the heart. We don't want to get anything to do with God because sin is in the heart. You see, one name, I shall the heart of every sinner, it has a fixed opposition against God. The boy in the Bia, Nakumemuno, with CPB, no matter how a sinner, no matter how he reforms his life, no matter how moral a sinner is, so long as he is not converted, he's not changed from his sinfulness, there's an opposition against us. They come in different colors. The will and the word of God are deceitful to the sinner. When it comes to where they talk about total giving up his life to God, no, he will not, or she will not. Because there's sin in the heart. Until that sinfulness is been taken away, until we go to the Calvary's cross, if we go to Lord Jesus Christ, and that He has dealt with us, and He has changed our hearts, we will never give our heart fully to God. You see? And even this distance is shown in the sinner's worship or adoration. Some in that state of sin will go to the place of worship where they worship God. They will sing the hymns and they will speak the words of the Bible. They will speak the words of Scripture with their lips, but their heart is far from God. Separation. Is that also? Even in religious activities, their sinners are separate from God. Isaiah chapter 29 verse 13 tells us, wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do they honor me, but have removed their hearts far from me. And their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. People will come and worship God, and rather their life is ruled by ideas of men. They rather obey people and live and enjoy life and the things of men than to see God and know Him and walk with Him. Yes, we are death. The common ideas of the world we cherish, and the common the popular ideas of the day, the entertainment, the joy, we want that, and not the will of God. And yes, we'll come and sing His praise, and read His word. Some, every day, they will have their devotion, and be God's will. But they will not obey Him, like Himself. You see? The Lord wants to change them. We need a change of heart. We need a total repentance, and a total change, where God Himself will be our God, and that He will not, have anything against us. See, we need Lord Jesus Christ to come into our lives and to give us that holy and pure desire where whenever we feel we have lived against God's will, then we are cast down because we have sinned against Him. We need that. Else we can never know Him. In the Bible tells us, be you holy, for I am holy. That's what the Bible says. Without holiness, no one can see God. And holiness begins with when Christ has changed my heart. When I'm born again, then I begin to live the life that God wants me to live. Friends, it is good for us that God often allows troubles into this world of sin and into individual sinners' life. It is good. It is good. Because this is to remind every sinner the need of repentance. You see, without troubles of life, many sinners will never come to repentance. But my question to you is that what good have you made of your life troubles? What good have you had from God from your life trouble? Has your life trouble turned you to God? Or has it rather turned you against Him? There are two. If your life trouble turns you against God, then your sinful heart doesn't want to come down before Him. If you want the Lord to change our heart, our life trouble should rather move us to Him and seek His mercy to forgive us of our sins and to help us. You see, many people want God to help them in their trouble, but not with their sin. God will never do that. You will go on in life, die and perish. If you don't want God to deal with our sinfulness, yes, we'll live on. You see, my second thought is that the Lord sent troubles in this life to remind us of the day of judgment. Because there's a day God is going to judge sinners. Not only because when you don't repent, there's another thing. God is telling us there's a day of judgment. We find this in verse 12. Wherefore, thus, Prophet Amos chapter 4, verse 12. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. You see, I dream about going to a first thing, saying, when he said, Yanko, for this, Abraham, how, a buyer, so, if you say, or a person, or king, I didn't say, a devil, be a bad, say, who died, or who am I? And as I said, this was to remind the people of Israel that the Lord was not coming against them in a terrible manner, which will destroy whatever they hope in so that they don't want to repent. That he was going to inflict upon them a serious thing. Because all that he has told them, each of their afflictions was on purpose. Was to turn them from sin, was to remind them of their state of sinfulness against him, and to bring to make them to realize that they need forgiveness. They need to God to be merciful to them and to show them his favor again. And no, they went on and on and on. Because this word is repeated 5 times in this part. He said that, yet have ye not returned unto me, said the Lord. Each one of the verses, it ends, yet have ye not returned. 5 times. So that 5 times he had waited for them to repent. Yet they have refused to repent and seek his forgiveness. Also, what kind of But the hand of God must be at the bottom to be almost a crown one day. 5 times. Say, how am I going to swing here? No, almost a crown one day. You see? Almost a crown one day. And therefore, say, again, I read to you verse 12. Therefore, that's what I do today, O Israel, because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet your God. Here we see that God did not disclose the kind of punishment he's bringing to them. That also, he just told them, this is what I will do. But then, it's a word that implies a harsher and a destructive one. So he says, prepare to meet thy God. This is a word of terror. It's like, you see, a judge that summons a convicted criminal. Well, the criminal knows he has been convicted already. And now he tells him, now listen to your sentence. No, he doesn't know, is he going to be sentenced for 5 years, 10 years? Condemned to death, he doesn't know. The convicted sinner should rather, the criminal, if he gets up, he's down. For he doesn't know, is this sentence going to end my life? That's the words of the similar words the Lord is here. Prepare to meet me. Come and meet me. Now you say you are strong. You say you don't want to repent. Now come and meet me. Myself, come and you will see. That's what this. I'm coming to give you your sentence. I'm coming to give you your sentence, so that these are the serious words of the Lord to the sinners of Israel. They are coming to meet him for judgment. Yakub on in some way and some more they brought the boy for no more Israel. I'm about to create him for our temple. So say what the see you bra. What else you want then bra? If you saw so as well, they bra, they train on bra. But then the Lord also didn't just tell them, because the Lord wanted them to even this woman even to repent. So he wanted to let them know who he is. In verse 13, he says that for law he that formed, referring to God himself, he that formed the mountains and created the wind and declared unto man what is in his thoughts, that maketh the morning darkness and treaded upon the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. You see, after that word, he asked who he is to them. You have forgotten me. I am the God who holds the world this way. I tread the high place of the earth. Nothing that lifted itself against me shall prosper. I bring it down. Nobody can stand before me. I am the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the armies of heaven. Who comes with force? Nobody can stand against. You see, now who power comes? Some say, or Mumishian, or Chomo, there is a Murafia, or Chomo, Yamu power, or no Bobia, or no Krikra Bibiamu, or no, so be Pajan Honsua, or Brennan. So you see how God is doing here. He wants them to realize who he is. But because of sin, man will never bow down to God. Isn't that amazing? The God who made the whole world, who holds the world in his hands, and yet me, I'm a significant being. I don't care about his warnings. You see how sin has made us to be stubborn before God. It's sin. When sin is not taken as always, I tell people, just picture a child and a parent. That's how we have to see ourselves before God. And how do the stubbornness of the child appear before the parent? And see yourself before God. Simple. They have shared a crime in the journal. Now, so they miss my name. Now, for an empire. Sign or so, they don't so, you're born here, they are going to be home. How we don't, we when our children misbehave, we don't like it, and some of you so mad about it. I remember in the village, I remember a mother so cruel that indeed the children were stubborn. But the cruel that she caught one of the children and cut the fingers out of pain. Yes, the woman out of pain. It's cruel, but I just want you to imagine how when we want to continue in sin. How God sees us. You may say, oh, the woman is cruel. Yes, but this, after the woman, she is just a child. She did not create the child. But God has created us. God owns us. Our parents, we are a gift to them. But for us, in between God, he owns us. How do you deal with your possessions, your shoes and everything? When you go to the house and you throw someone, will someone come and accuse you that you have misplaced your shoe? So that if God is dealing with us, we are the earth is his footstool. Then also, as I see in the beginning of the 98th year, so that if God is dealing with us, who are at his footstool? Who are we? Let us be careful. The Bible tells us God is coming to judgment. That's why he tells the people of Israel that I'm the God, the sovereign, who has sovereign power, who sways all creation. I am coming. Look at me. This is God. These are my words. I've not come, but these are my words. And I will come and I will be faithful to that. So friends, let's simply apply this to ourselves. The word prepare to meet your God, it speaks to every one of us here. Prepare to meet your God. Are you prepared for the day of judgment? Are you prepared for the day of judgment? Are you willing to go and meet God? You know, there are only two ways we can meet God. Either in the way of mercy or the way of justice. Why you ready so far to share right there now? I tell you that why you ready and I'm saying you will come in with me share right there. Ni mo bro mo kwan so and I said ni pa pa ya kwan so. You know when we come, it is good for us. God has mercy so that we can turn to him, that he has made this possible for us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Sir, I this Christ was sooner or day, this Christ knew who we examine of one another. They have to the death of Jesus Christ, he has made it there for us so that we can come and ask him to forgive us. Sir, this Christ was one man here, the boy here for us, able to me have find a name. He had my best friend, my chief. The Mubro, who find it, some of you have been sacred, rather than Apple and the master of money. If I'm money, check if they should do one of money. See the rather per move, yeah. Then most of you have to have your way out. Then the next one is the day of judgment. Are you willing? Are you able? Not willing. Because the day of judgment, nobody can escape. Are you able to meet God in his justice? The day of judgment, the Lord who judges us have the record of all of our sins. Our childhood sins, our youthful sins, our adult, if we grow up to become adults, let's count all the sins, our insult, the lies, the theft, the greed, the envy, the unkindness, the hatred, the selfish, the pride of our heart. The Lord has a record before him, a day of judgment against us. Are you able to go and stand before him when this thing is read? And each one of these demands eternal punishment. And throw it at chrono, inebriate, or time. Pesiman kunya ne ahumasoni ya we radiyeni. Ayo kunya pesa uka kuje radiyeni. Ne efeso boni we biya hono asupi oho. Ah asupi ano. Se da asupi oho ma we radiyeni. You see, the Lord is against sinners who don't repent. The Lord Jesus Christ told us in Matthew 7:23, at the day of judgment, when those who have been condemned appeared, he said that, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You that you wanted to live in your sin. Friend, it's a serious matter. Are you prepared to meet God? When you're waiting to share Rade, I will warn you one. Friend, the Lord wants us to come to him and to seek his mercy, the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants us to bow our hearts and life to him and to give up ourselves to him. Let us forget about all the advantages of life. Yeah, the Lord will never leave us. Even if coming to him means that we have to lose some quote-unquote good things of life, the Lord will provide. He will not leave us. Let us come to him on this way and build up our hearts. Come and give your heart to him. Give your life. Some people think that, well, I can call the Lord Jesus Christ to save me, but my life is for me. No. Give your life to him too. Let him direct your life. Let him be your Lord and Master. And you will never be disappointed. The Lord is the God of all creation. He said that I am the Lord that what? Sways the universe. And this is the God we come to seek his mercy. And his mercy is without end. That's why when he forgives us, we will never lose our salvation again. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in him. You have your heart to him. Call on him to save you. Come in repentance. He's ever willing to save everyone. Bright radiant name, if you say radiant, no, if you are still body in Yano. Or no, so am I more broken. And the more broken, so I don't care that they're fun or they're going to change. Oh, yes, Mr. Moa. And what did they abandon him? Then, whom they are man in China. Then, no, your house. Let me fire being put in your own people say, oh, maybe I may be here, may burn as a riding, be jammy, one, and be very riding. Make sure your mother will be happy. See, I'm pointing in one or no other than my bravo. Your mom in your ma, my trip card, if you cry, my whatever passes. Mammy and so young be right in change. You said, Professor J.